This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loom. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Join them if you're carrying a gun. If you're going to do like I suggest, join Second Call Defense. Now for a public service announcement. Are you a gun owner who knows somebody who is looking for a good self-defense weapon? One that's going to work for them each and every time, and they want you to show them which weapon is the best one that they can really shorten the learning curve on to where they're both accurate and safe with that weapon if they decide to have one for self-defense? Look no further, friends. Go to the AR-15. Firepower is not an issue. Take a friend to the range and let him shoot a handgun. You're probably going to have bullet holes scattered all over the place. Put an AR-15 in their hands and that group is going to contract. It's going to be smaller. It's actually going to be a group. So, tell them. When their life is on the line, do they want more accuracy or less? Do they want more firepower or less? More recoil or less? More reliability or less? Tell them to buy an AR-15. Beside my bed is an AR-15 built for me by a gunsmith named T.K. Martindale. The buttstock and the tube are based upon from my shoulder to my hand. The weight is based upon what I asked for it to do. The recoil is based upon what I told them would be acceptable. It, for me, it is a great weapon. And that hangs beside my bed. Excuse me, not behind it, beside it. So any person that breaks into my house, my first thing up is going to be my Glock. But I'm going to be making my agency arms lock with a flashlight mounted on it. And I'm going to blind them. And if that's enough, I'm good to go. If it is a bigger attack than I first thought, I'm going to the AR. Because it's light and maneuverable and accurate and highly reliable. Self-defense experts can and do disagree on the optimal weapon for home defense, but large numbers will say, choose the AR-style rifle for exactly the reasons I'm pointing out. Now, though, I'm being told. I mean, somebody in the Lock and Load listening audience got an email from Joe Biden. He sent it to me, where they're trying to get the AR-15 ban put up there. We're being told that no American needs an AR-style rifle. Even though rookies will shoot it far more accurately with far less recoil, which means they're not hitting the wrong person. But no, nobody needs one. In general, criminals don't use them. For the average criminal, concealment is key. So they use handguns. And moreover, the average criminal isn't going to spend $1,000 or sometimes more on their weapon. Rarely, they're probably not going to spend any money at all. They're going to be swapping or being given. Rarely, extraordinary criminals will use AR-type rifles, but most mass shootings are committed with handguns. And that brings us to the next point. If the justification for banning a weapon is simply that criminals find it easy to kill lots of people, then the quest to narrow private ownership of firearms to the mythical class of weapons that law-abiding civilians find handy for self-defense, but that criminals can't use to commit mass murder, will reduce legal gun ownership to the vanishing point. Any weapon that's easy for a law-abiding citizen to use is, you know, invariably going to be just as easy for a criminal to abuse. In reality, jihadists are the class of criminal least likely to be deterred by gestures like assault weapons bans. They had that. They had weapons bans altogether in Paris, and they didn't care. They flaunted the law. They had fully automatic AK-47s, a true military weapon, in spite of the gun controls that are far more draconian than any proposed here in the United States. If you want to stop jihad, gun control is the least effective mechanism. Now, if you do a little bit of math, it turns out that less than 1% of Americans who died in the war on terror fell to guns purchased in America. If you narrow that inquiry to only those American deaths in the United States, the number is less than 3%. Jihadists will kill with box cutters and pressure cookers and knives and guns and cars and airplanes and anything else they can possibly use to end a human life. It makes far more sense to aggressively fight jihad than it does to render American families more vulnerable to crime. Which weapon do I need for self-defense? That's none of your damn business. I'll pick it. I'll train with it. I'll use it if I have to. Don't want to, but if I have to, I will. You need to butt out of it, United States federal government. You really do. You need to adhere to the Constitution. Because believe it or not, it is not some little quaint piece of parchment. It's not the paper, as Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama calls it. It is a set of guidelines by which a republic was founded by a bunch of guys that actually had skin in the game, something you don't understand. The only problem is there's a bunch of people like me who did put some skin in the game, and I still sort of feel like I've got it in there. Don't make the wrong move. I hate getting out there and going, revolution! I hate doing that. Let's just say that this would not be a very good idea. The special operations people have already warned you guys. You talk all the time just to be heard. You talk based upon calculations that this is going to be effective and that's going to be effective. Special operations people don't talk. They're like a Shaolin monk. They're felt before they are seen. When you listen for them, they cannot be heard. You know, all of that stuff. You feel them. You feel their effect before you see them. And, you know, they'll go operational on you. And, really, truly, I'll tell you what. Just go ahead and let's just go whole hog. Let's just get this over with, shall we? Let's stop doing the dance. Let's stop this precipitous chipping, this glacial creep of you incrementally trying to take our rights away from us, and let's just go whole hog, ban them. Ban them all. Call for a ban today. And don't call for a ban. Call for confiscation. Let's do that too. I want you to go that route. I don't need a bunch of namby-pamby suits surrounded by armed details everywhere, existing in an environment where they can't possibly understand what a normal human being goes through. I don't need you guys deciding for me what I'll use to defend myself. I'll make up my own mind, thank you. If you go too far with your meddling, I may make your mind up for you. Me and a whole bunch of people like me, we may influence your way of thinking. I'm going to go take some blood pressure medication. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Nothing like a break time protein shake. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. If you're going to do as I suggest, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Now then, I told you earlier that they're out there pushing now again for the assault weapon ban renewal, the reinstatement of it. That's because they're fixated for cultural reasons on the firearms, the left. To them, they are associated with suburban minds of sociology professors with a backward rural life and government mistrusting Second Amendment activists. That's who has them. Hence, they're constantly seeking a gun control solution to problems that have little or nothing to do with gun control, and hence the entirely unsurprising call by Pence, Clinton, and others in the bloody aftermath of Orlando for a renewed ban on so-called assault weapons. A problem, assault weapons do not, strictly speaking, exist. Assault weapon is an almost exclusively aesthetic category, having nothing to do with ballistic characteristics of the firearms in question. A sporting rifle with a walnut stock is just another sporting rifle. Pull that walnut stock back off and replace it with a black plastic one with an L-shaped grip, and you have an assault weapon. The operation of the firearm remains unchanged, but the configuration of the stock, or as New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy famously put it, the shoulder thing that goes up, or the presence of barrel threading to accommodate a muzzle flash suppressor, an accessory of keen interest to those who shoot in arid, wildfire-prone areas, makes an ordinary rifle into an assault weapon, as does the presence of a lug for mounting a bayonet, though it has been a while since, you know, a bayonet charge made it into the news. An assault weapon is the Sicilian widow of the firearms world. A little scary looking and all dressed in black. Firearms makers themselves haven't been above using assault rifle in their marketing materials, appealing to the aesthetic sometimes derided in gun enthusiast circles as tactical. But the wicked looks have nothing to do with the function of the gun. No more than, you know, it's the same thing as putting a big rear wing on a Honda Civic. It's not going to make it go any faster. The idea that American streets are running with blood because of assault weapons, well, that's entirely unsupported due to the evidence. There's no evidence out there showing that. Hard facts help establish perspective here. Of all the gun deaths in the United States in a given year, the large majority, 60% or more, are suicides. Of the ones that are homicides, all rifles and shotguns together account for about 4%, and so-called assault rifles account for such a minuscule number of murders that law enforcement agencies do not even keep statistics on them. So the idea that American streets are running with blood because of assault weapons is entirely unsupported by evidence. Now, that should not be surprising. Such weapons generally are expensive. They are not concealable. For many years, the firearm most often put to criminal use in the United States was the .38 caliber revolver. You know, you used to read about that in the Mickey Spillane novels and see it in the Private Eye movies. There wasn't anything about it that was particularly conducive to crime. It was compact and handy. It was simply the most common handgun among Americans, and hence, unsurprisingly, the most common handgun among American criminals. The most popular rifle in the United States today is the AR-style rifle, similar, though not identical, to the Sig Sauer MCX. It, you know, in silhouette, it looks a little bit alike until you look at the butt when you realize there's no buffer tube on them. Given how common that they are, it is actually surprising they're not used more often in crime than they actually are. But the AR has a way of attracting myths. Now, contrary to urban lore, AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite. When I had Lee Queen on last night from HD Firearms, he doesn't make AR-15s. He makes HD-15s. When Adams Arms
sent me the AR-15 hanging in my bedroom right now. That is an AA-15. If you want to use that nomenclature, then you have to put it together with the company that makes it. Some companies like Agency Arms have decided to call their gun the classified. No AR designation at all, no 15 designation, just the classified. It is not contrary to the pronouncement of any number of Hollywood's finest thinkers, a machine gun or a fully automatic rifle. Instead, it is a semi-automatic rifle, meaning that it fires one round each time the trigger is pulled. Like a revolver or a duck hunter's semi-automatic shotgun. There's nothing particularly fast about its rate of fire or remarkable about its accuracy, and contrary to so many media reports, it is nowhere near high-powered. A high-powered rifle is like a 50-caliber sniper rifle, where after it floats at their target, going some mile or so away, when it hits the target literally comes apart. There's not a nice little bullet hole. The hydrostatic shock produced by that round blows the body apart. That's powerful. Now, it is more than powerful enough to murder 49 unarmed and undefended clubgoers, as the horrifying scene in Orlando demonstrated. But then again, practically any firearm would kill them. And many of the worst atrocities in American history involved no firearm at all. The Oklahoma City bombing relied on a truckload of fertilizer. The worst school massacre in U.S. history in Bath, Michigan in 1927, long before Columbine, employed dynamite. The 9/11 attacks were perpetrated in part with $2.99 box cutters. From 1994 through 2004, we had an assault weapon ban. And it had no detectable effect on crime. We have a unique advantage in judging calls for a ban on so-called assault weapons. We've been there before. The Independent Task Force on Community Preventative Services found no evidence that the assault weapon ban prevented any violence. The National Research Council's review of the academic literature on the question found the data did not reveal any clear impacts on gun violence. It didn't do anything because nobody uses them in crime on a regular basis. Now, political realities being what they are, it is no surprise that Smith & Wesson shares went up almost 7% after the Orlando murders. But it's going to take more than Washington micromanaging about the shoulder thing that goes up. We'll be right back.
Made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out. If you're going to carry a gun, if you're going to carry a gun for self-defense, join Second Call Defense. You will be glad you did. Interesting things happening right now. Here in South Carolina, a friend of mine who runs a school here in the upstate of South Carolina called me last night wanting to know to tell me about something. And I volunteered to help him if he wants my help. Some members of the LGBT community, and they identified themselves as such, have approached him because they want to learn how to do armed self-defense. I told him that I would help him if he wants my help with that group. Interesting. One of the worst things that can happen to a liberal, whether they're gay or heterosexual or whatever they are. And really, truly, there's only two things they can be. They can be homosexual or they can be heterosexual. I don't know if there's any such thing as non-sexual. Of course, nowadays, a judge said you can be nothing if you want to be. You can just be void. But really, truly, there's only two things that I've ever seen. So, they
want to learn how to gunfight, and I say let's teach them how to gunfight. But in the gay community, where they have become a protected, and the gay community has really, they've really been chopped into subsets, haven't they? Transgender, cross-dresser, homosexual, lesbian, and whatever else New York thinks they can be. I think I named 4 or 5. So let's say there's 21 others, 26 others out of New York, you know. In New York, you can start out the morning as a guy and end it as a girl every day. Or you can do it on the odd days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, on Tuesday and Thursday, you can be whatever you want to be. So, you know, that's New York, though. This past Wednesday morning in West Hollywood, California, all of a sudden there was a gay version of the Gadsden flag posted all over the city. And they had the hashtag #ShootBack, indicating a more proactive approach to gay self-defense. They were put in front of places like the Pacific Design Center, the Abbey, West Hollywood City Hall, and in front of artist Chad Michael Morissette's house. Chad Morissette covered the roof of his house with 50 mannequins to make a statement about the Orlando shootings. So if one picture is worth a thousand words, the series of posters surely represented a very eloquent plea to the LGBT community and other Americans to stand as one. Thus the "Don't Tread on Me" symbol of the American Revolution, as well as a marked attempt to encourage the LGBT community to eschew their traditional pacifist role and take up arms to defend themselves in the manner of Americans from the Minutemen of the Revolutionary War to the armed service members who defend American values to this very day. I say, bring them. Let's teach them. The worst thing that we could possibly do to the liberal progressive agenda today is to take all of these subset victim groups that they have put together so nicely and pull them apart and throw them all back in the American pot. So, you there, gay American. No, I'm just American, thank you. Okay, what about you, black American? No, I'm not black American, I'm just American, thank you. Hispanic, no, just American. Asian, no, just American. It would be like watching a crimson water feature in Las Vegas firing up because their head would pop. If this series of terrorist attacks in the United States over the recent years have proven anything, it is certainly the government's inability to protect American citizens from acts of terror. And thus, the gay community steps up and puts out a call to arms. And this is not something symbolic. Symbolic would be stand against terrorism. That's symbolic. Getting out there and doing things like saying shoot back, that's a little more clear-cut indicator of what they intend. It's also a very real reminder that citizens must be ever vigilant, prepared to confront evil when it comes intentional violence. And the only real path to ensuring one's own survival is to rely on the most powerful deterrent that you may be able to utilize. Those that would emasculate us by denying us the right to keep and bear arms are guilty of aiding and abetting evil when it strikes. Vote accordingly. Now, California has traditionally been at the forefront of the leftist agenda, and it is no different concerning the right to bear arms. And quite often, as California goes, in civics class, they used to teach this to me in the 70s, so goes the rest of the nation. But now, a big part of one of their protected classes, one of their constituent victim classes, is pushing back. It is pushing back. And this is going to be a very powerful statement. And let me make one recommendation to you. And this is, hey, look, if you think if you think that what I'm doing is betraying my Christian beliefs, I'll tell you what my Christian belief is. I'm warned not to judge other people. That's my Christian belief. I have, when I served in the military, I can tell you right now that I am certain that I served with gay people. I am certain that I don't know who they were. I am certain that everybody that I served with were honorable people. They were people that I would not have minded going into combat with. They were people I trusted. Really trusted, lived with, worked with, close. If you've never been in the military, there's no way for me to tell you what that is like. In Europe, I was there for 3 years. 2 years of that was in the field with my unit training, and the people came and went. And we, you know, that's a brotherhood, that's a comradeship that is unique among people. That military pull, that military comradeship. The LGBT community has been roughly shaken awake. And we should welcome them. We don't have to judge them. We should welcome them. That is the biggest rebuke to the liberal progressive agenda out there. If everybody were to get out there and say, well, wait a minute. Why do you keep segregating us? If we all join together, and we don't have to get together and say kumbaya or anything, but if we all just simply stop listening to their lies, they lose. It is a plain and simple thing. They lose. Which means we win, which is a great thing. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right. Back at you. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're carrying a gun in self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. You need that coverage for after, in the event that you have to use your weapon. We must, at all costs, resist calls from the left and the right to curtail individual freedoms in reaction to what happened in the Orlando Pulse nightclub. Now, Pantsuit Clinton is urging to get back to the spirit of 9/12, whatever the hell that is. Democrats in Capitol Hill are reviving their defeated gun sales watch list. And Donald Trump wants to know about it, but he's supposed to consult with the NRA over this one. We'll see what comes of that. But here's what you need to know to stand up to this attack on our civil liberties. Number one. Neither the no-fly list or the terrorist watch list were meant to adjudicate individual rights. The no-fly list and the terrorist watch list are tools to evaluate and monitor security threats at the investigative stage. They are not good vehicles for adjudicating individual rights, as they utterly lack the procedural safeguards Americans are owed from their government. In due process terms, these lists, Joe Manchin mentioned that due process is the problem, these lists and their administration lack notice and opportunity to respond and finality. The government is not obligated to inform you that you've been put on these lists and consequently stripped of some of your rights. Your ability to challenge your inclusion, should you ever find out, is of course very limited. Further, there are no rules in place to prevent a nameless and unknowable government bureaucrat from putting you back on either list, even if you do successfully challenge them. Item number two, the Democrats are still falsely conflating the no-fly list with the terrorist watch list. Now, we've been over this more than once. The no-fly list is not the same thing as the terrorist watch list. The no-fly has roughly 40,000 names on it. Many of them are not the names of U.S. citizens. By contrast, the terrorist watch list has more than a million names on it, and we can't know the actual number of that. The legislation that the Democrats are pushing relies on a definition similar but not identical to the one used to create the terrorist watch list on a rolling basis. It has nothing to do with the no-fly list. That won't stop Democrats from conflating the two intentionally, as an aide to Senator Dianne Fine Frankenstein admitted she does. Nor will it stop ignorant journalists from confusing them accidentally. And, you know, like Gersh Kuntzman. Number three, the Democrats' proposed gun sales ban list has all the infirmities of the no-fly and terrorist watch lists. The Democrats are pushing legislation to create a secret anti-gun list run by bureaucrats whose job has nothing to do with looking out for your interests. The government does not have to tell you that you're on the list, even if you are denied authorization to purchase a firearm. The opportunity to challenge inclusion is sharply limited. You can be added to the list at the whim of hundreds of faceless bureaucrats without judicial oversight, and the legislation intentionally avoids finality. This smacks of the gun violence restraining orders coming out of California and Connecticut. This is where we are now in the pre-crime thing. We're in Minority Report. That's what we got. Where's Tom Cruise? Now, in the name of national security, naturally, these same bureaucrats may add or remove you from the list as they please. This is an obvious violation of due process as protected by the Fifth Amendment, something even the compromised ACLU admits. Number four, even if all of this minutia was law, it would not have stopped the Orlando attack. Now, as frequently seems to be the case, political reaction to terrorism does not seem tailored to prevent terrorism. Pulse shooter Omar Mateen was placed on the terrorist watch list in 2013 and 2014. The FBI investigated him, and after determining that he did not have ties to terrorism, took him off the list. You got to remember that these guys communicate sometimes on the Xbox. Okay? It isn't hard to lose surveillance. The terrorist watch list uses almost the same definition as the Democrats' proposed gun sales ban list. So even the Democrats' proposed solutions, had they been enacted, it would not have stopped Omar Mateen from purchasing the firearms that he used to kill at least 49 people and radically alter the lives of hundreds more. Number five, pantsuit Clinton spirit of 9/12 is a specter of pervasive government surveillance. In the shocked days after 9/11, the two major sides of American politics came together for a brief moment. And that response went way too far. During this period of unity, Congress authorized an indefinite military action in Southwest Asia. There was almost 15 years later stretches across the Middle East and into Africa with no end in sight. During that period of unity, Clinton and 92 other senators came together to pass the U.S. Patriot Act, which established a surveillance regime that took civil libertarians more than a decade to dismantle. So in light of these previous terrorism overreactions, the burden is on the individuals demanding that we do something, anything, to demonstrate that their proposals are responsible and include responsible safeguards for the constitutionally protected rights. Number six, Democrats' response to terrorism looks exactly like their last call for gun control. Now, I'm angry about this terrorist attack. I was angry about the attack in Chattanooga. I was angry about the San Bernardino attack. I'm angry about every attack where innocence is killed, whether it is a rage killer or a terrorist incident. I am mad. I get mad about it. So it's no vice to want to respond forcefully to a terrorist attack. But in this case, the response is exactly the same thing as their gun control, which leads me to believe that they want gun control at all costs. They'll lie, they'll steal, they'll cheat, no matter what. They just want the gun control. Now, in the months since they last pushed this legislation, the Democrats have not granted even for a second that the due process concerns that defeated it last time are reasonable. Because it's not reasonable. They want us disarmed. They believe one day they will take over and never lose power. A lot of people get out there and say, why didn't Obama and Pelosi and Reid get gun control then? Because they did not think they were going to lose power.
They get out there. You know, why didn't they have an assault weapon ban? They didn't think they were ever going to lose power. They believe in their supremacy. One can reasonably wonder why the Democrats' response to terrorism seems to set its sights on something other than terrorism. Coming out after me and my guns, coming out after the weapons that I own, that you own, is not going to stop a terrorist. It's not going to stop a terrorist. You want to stop a terrorist, you need to go and bring that traffic cop from Garland, Texas in and ask him how he stopped a couple of terrorists, a couple of tooled up terrorists, body armor clad terrorists. And he took them on with a handgun and he won. Due process is in their way. Due process should stay in their way. If we ever lose due process, then we're going to lose the capability of trying to deal with these folks at the ballot box, which means we're going to have to go to the ammo box. I'm not going to sit by idly while all of our rights get taken away by a bunch of people. While they're out there inviting all Middle Eastern people here. Just recently, I mean this week, maybe today, Texas was told by the federal government that they cannot keep them from settling Syrians there. So Texas, the people of Texas, they don't own Texas. Texas is not a state in its own right. They have no sovereignty. The federal government is telling them, you will take these refugees. Ask the people, I mean right now in GCN land, in Minnesota, they've got a 30, 40,000 strong Somalian resettlement there. Ask them how that's going. Third hour on its way. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.